Welcome to London Runway Style. Each episode, we look at an article you can find in our pages or conduct an interview. Today, we're talking to Corey Lane, winner of the Face of London Runway 2023. Hi, Corey, how are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks. So, introduce yourself to our listeners if they haven't heard anything about you before.
So, my name's Corey Lane. I'm from Australia. I'm an elite athlete and do platform cliff diving. And yeah, I just love fashion, love modeling, and love just this entire creative industry.
Incredible. All right, let's talk about diving for a second. How did you get into that?
So I've done sport my whole life, especially in acrobatic type sports. So I did gymnastics from when I was about 2 years old till about 12. And then after that, found different sports, tried different things. But then, yeah, found my love for diving, and then eventually cliff diving as well now.
That's incredible. It must be really tough on your body, I guess, to because you're diving at such high speeds from high heights.
Yeah, it's definitely pretty intense. We train a lot because of that. We hit the water at, I think, about 60 kilometers an hour or so, off a 10 meter. So definitely quite a lot of forces. But yeah, that's what all the training, all the strength, everything is for, so that our bodies stay together, really.
And I guess, bonus, getting in shape is really helpful for modeling.
Oh, yeah, most definitely has helped with that, especially with, like, towards fitness shoots and stuff like that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Is that how you got into modeling?
No, I actually got into modeling so the story of time modeling was like late March. My friend told me about a model search that was happening and said I should apply. So I just said, screw it, why not? No harm in trying. And then, yeah, from there, just kind of got into it, got a little portfolio from that shoot. And just got a mixture of different things from it, yeah.
Oh, that's incredible. And now, obviously, on to another competition which you've won.
Yeah. It was pretty exciting to... I applied for, the London Runway. Then kind of forgot about it for a little bit, and then getting told that I made it to the semifinals and stuff, I was like, oh, like, is this actually happening? Is this like a possibility? It just went and said, screw it, let's explore it, let's try my best. And very, very, very grateful that I did, because I mean, definitely turned out the best it possibly could.
Absolutely. What was your favorite part so far of the process?
As in the process of like the whole London Runway competition? I think my favorite process was just kind of having everyone, all the finalists in the same environment. It was really cool to meet not only other internationals as well as like domestic, but it was just cool to be in this environment where there was all these challenges, there was different things. Like, it wasn't just submitting a photo that you took. It was, each stage was, something different, and you had to always think outside of the box and try and be unique and distinguished, at least.
Yeah, for sure. And we've already done your photo shoot, which is just an extra bonus.
Oh, yeah. I'm very, very happy with that photo shoot. I can't wait to actually see it.
Yeah, I've seen the final edits and I cannot wait to show you as well. Just to tease you. What are your modeling ambitions going forward now?
My modeling ambitions would be to get into the fashion that I really love, which I'm very towards gender non-conforming types of style, really love alternative things. And I just really love that whole creative, just bit of controversial, just a bit of out there, just very, very unique characters, which is what I love. And I think that's definitely where I kind of want to go towards in fashion. And just kind of just anything else that I can kind of get my hands on, because I've enjoyed each shoot I've done, for whether it's a product shoot, portraits or fitness, whatever it is, I've enjoyed all of it. So the more the better, really.
Yeah, amazing. Okay, we've talked about modeling and diving. Is there anything else that people would be surprised to learn about you?
I guess another thing would be surprising is that very heavily a gamer. And I actually, in between going through sports and stuff, and just between COVID and everything, I actually became an esports professional. So,
Wow.
yeah, so in between sports and stuff, I ended up, yeah, picking up esports and, yeah, getting paid professionally for that, which was really fun, which is always a little bit of a interesting fact.
What I'm getting is that you are very competitive, and when you do enter a competition, everybody else had better watch out.
Yeah, I'm definitely very competitive, and yeah, I always put my maximum effort into anything I do.
Incredible. What advice would you give to someone who wants to win a competition like London Runway?
My advice would be to just go for it. Like I said before, like I kind of just applied for a bunch of different things. Just always putting myself out there, even if I don't get things or whatever. But then seeing an opportunity arise, saying I've gone to the semifinals and that I could go to London, I went, yep, let's see where this goes. We'll make it work, we'll figure it out. And I did everything I could to get there. And then, yeah, just really pushed myself to be as extroverted as possible and confident in my ability to achieve.
Yeah, for sure. And you have quite an engaged social media following. Did you set out deliberately thinking that you were going to do that, or is it just something that organically happened?
It's something that I thought of because with the kind of chaotic lifestyle I do with sport and things, it's not a very, it's a bit of a niche thing that not everyday people get to see is like, you know, the life of an elite athlete and things. And I was always making content and videos and stuff when I was gaming and stuff. But yeah, it was just earlier this year when I decided I wanted to take it fully into trying to make it a brand, try to make it and just sharing how I am with the world. I do have a few good friends that are quite big on social media, so I've been having a lot of help from them. And just, yeah, just finding my footing on just sharing with the world who I am.
And just to segue nicely, where can people follow you?
So I mainly post on Instagram and TikTok, which my at is Corey Lane with three E's at the end of it. So CoreyLaneEEE.
Corey Lady. Yes.
Yeah. Yes,
What?
unfortunately Corey Lane's just taken, so I had to put
Oh
three E's
no.
there.
You need to sue them and get it back. No.
At
What are you up to next? What's coming?
the moment we're just kind of knuckling down for competitions and just training really hard. So currently it's technically off season, but our sport's really weird. We don't really have an off season like other sports do. So all year round we're training. And with the Olympics coming up early next year, we kind of had our break. So just recently when I was in London, stuff was the break that I'm gonna get. I'm not gonna have much of a Christmas break or a New Year's break.
Oh gosh.
We're gonna be training throughout because yeah, the Olympic trials is just coming up. So all yeah, full steam, full power ahead towards those Olympic trials and hopefully, yeah, qualify for the Paris Olympics.
Oh, that would be incredible. Representing the Olympics and London Runway, what more could you ask for?
Yeah, that'd be it'd be ideal.
Amazing. Well, obviously, we also have your front cover for a London Runway coming up, so we can't wait to see that. And we are also going to chat about a year from now again just to catch up and see how it's all gone for you. So I can't wait for that either.
Yeah, that'll be really exciting because I think, yeah, I constantly have a pretty crazy lifestyle, so things are constantly changing, so who knows where I'll be in a year.
Who knows exactly? I can't wait to find out, actually. It's going to be really exciting. Thank you for chatting with me today. Corey, is there anything else you want to add for the listeners?
Yeah, just a little message to everyone that, you know, be yourself, be unique, be different, and just enjoy the exploring of yourself. Make yourself happy. That's the best thing to do in life is to be happy.
Amazing. We
Yeah.
can't finish on a better message than that. Thank you so much, Corey. We'll speak to you again soon.
That's all right. Thank you. Thank you for chatting.
This episode of London Runway Style was presented by me, Chief Editor Rhiannon de Vurck. You can find full issues as well as interviews, articles, trend reports, and more at londonrunway.co.uk. And follow us at London Runway Mag on most social media channels. Until next time, enjoy.